Our Sacred Health and Environment by Sean M. Clankey and Kobayashi Toshihiko. Recorded by Chris Wells and
Vicky Glass.
Published by Sabido. Unit 1. The Mystery of Dreams.
Reading 1. Do you dream? Do you create pictures and stories in your mind as you sleep? Dreams are expressions of thoughts, feelings, and events that pass through our mind while we are sleeping. People dream about 1 to 2 hours each night. We may have 4 to 7 dreams in one night. Everybody dreams, but only some people remember their dreams. We dream in color. Our dreams often include all the senses, smells, sounds, sights, tastes, and things we touch. Sometimes we dream the same dream over and over again. These repeated dreams are often unpleasant and may even be nightmares or bad dreams. Today, we know more about the science of dreaming because researchers can take pictures of people's brains while they are sleeping. In 1953, scientists discovered a special kind of sleep called REM, or rapid eye movement. Our eyes move back and forth very quickly while they are closed. Our bodies go through several periods of sleep each night. We enter REM sleep 4 to 7 times each night. During REM sleep, our bodies do not move at all. This is the time when we dream. If people are awakened during their REM sleep, they will remember their dreams almost 90% of the time. This is true even for people who say they do not dream. One kind of dreaming is called lucid dreaming. People know during a dream that they are dreaming. An organization in Canada called the Dreams Foundation believes you can train yourself to have lucid dreams by paying very close attention to your dreams and writing them down. The Dreams Foundation believes this is one way to become more imaginative and creative. While dreaming, the front part of the brain is much less active. This is the center of our thinking processes like organization and memory. Some scientists believe this is why our dreams often seem strange and out of order. Researcher Rosalind Cartwright says dreams are like memories all placed on top of each other. They are connected by feelings rather than orderly thinking. Robert Stickgold is a professor of psychiatry at Harvard University in Massachusetts. Dr. Stickgold says that when we dream, the brain is trying to make sense of the world. It does so by putting our memories together in different ways to make new connections and relationships. Dr. Stickgold believes that dreaming is a biological process. All of these scientists believe it is important to keep researching dreams. Yet scientists still do not agree on exactly how the brain works when we are dreaming or why we dream.
B. Listening comprehension. Multiple choice. 1. How many dreams does a person experience each night? 2. The times when a person knows they are in a dream are called what? 3. The Dream Foundation believes that writing down one's dreams can make you what? C. Listening perception. Everyone experiences dreams, even though some people never remember them. Dreams occur when we enter REM sleep. This type of sleep occurs several times a night, and we are said to dream 4 to 7 times per night. One kind of dreaming is called lucid dreaming. This happens when we are aware that we are in a dream. Another type of dream is called a nightmare or bad dream.
Dictation with self-study. Unit 1. 1. People dream about 1 to 2 hours each night. 2. Sometimes we dream the same dream over and over again. 3. Our bodies go through several periods of sleep each night. 4. One kind of dream is called lucid dreaming. 5. Scientists still do not agree on why we dream.